The University of Wyoming wants to increase its student body. To do that, the trustees are looking at attracting more out-of-state students by decreasing their tuition. But does that mean the university has exhausted efforts to get more students from Wyoming to enroll? Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson spoke with Rose Martinelli, the senior director with Huron Consulting, who's been working with UW's administration to help the university grow.
UW is the state's only public university, and its stated mission is to offer accessible and affordable higher education of the highest quality. And Rose, how does increasing enrollment relate to that mission?
I think increasing enrollment is about providing more educational opportunities for both citizens of the state, but also from those throughout the region who would benefit from a University of Wyoming education. So it's really inherent to the mission of the institution to teach, to educate, to develop students who will stay in Wyoming to help to be part of the economic development and advancement of the state.
But just because a student attends UW, there's nothing that guarantees that they will stick around to work in Wyoming or contribute to the economy.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, many institutions around the nation are struggling with how to retain great students post-graduation. And so there are some linkages there. One is to make sure we have a wonderful career development opportunity and that there are access to alumni and jobs throughout the state.
And so let's back up. If we're thinking about actually getting students to come to the university and growing enrollment, where are those students going to come from?
Well, it's interesting. A couple things that have happened over the last 8 to 10 years is that we've seen a demographic shift nationwide. The number of students who are graduating from high school has slowed down. It used to grow very rapidly. And then the number of students who are going to college after high school has changed as we've become much more diverse as a society. So I talk about diversity in a few ways. One is diversity in terms of ethnic background. The second type of diversity that I think is really important is also socioeconomic. And then there's this third, which is academic preparation and the types of jobs that students want to have later in their lives and careers. And at one point, our nation was a little bit more homogenous. There were more people who were like educated from like socioeconomic backgrounds, and the propensity to go to college was fairly stable. As we've diversified as a nation, and that's diversity is also rural and urban and so forth, and interests and ability, the propensity of people to go to college is changing. And so the idea of attracting more students to go to college is about raising the profile and the value of a college education. So how do we create a college-going environment and increase the value of college within the state of Wyoming, which is not that populous? And so how might the University of Wyoming begin to draw folks from other areas of the nation, whether that be in Colorado or Nebraska or Texas or California? It's attracting students for whom the University of Wyoming could be a great educational option.
What's your sense of that college-going culture in Wyoming? You know, have we tapped that market, or do those students need more encouragement to come to the university?
Oh, I would say much more encouragement. I think if we look across the state of Wyoming, the propensity of students to go on for a college education is quite low compared to other states. Even the desire to go for a community college degree in Wyoming is lower than the national average.
And what about outreach to populations of people that have been traditionally marginalized from higher education? I'm thinking about first-generation college students. I'm thinking about Latin American immigrants. I'm thinking about Native American students. I looked at some data on the Hathaway Scholarship, for example, and Native students are significantly underrepresented in the numbers of students who receive the Hathaway to come to the University of Wyoming. So I'm wondering, you know, in addition to out-of-state students, what about outreach to those groups? Could that make a significant contribution to increasing the enrollment at UW?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many pockets of population that are underrepresented, and you raise Native Americans. A lot of students for whom college would be a wonderful opportunity think that the constraint of cost would be too expensive for them to actually pursue that degree. And there is a bit of a correlation between economic status and background, socioeconomic. So a person likely from more reduced economic situations oftentimes don't score as highly on standardized tests or don't have access to resources as in junior high and high school and primary school where they can advance at the levels that they want. And so we oftentimes give scholarships based on academic merit that don't necessarily help the students who have the most need be able to not only enroll in college but graduate from college and get a good job. So there are things we need to be shifting in our mind's eye about how we aid and support students from across our great state in affording and finishing their degree. So one of the things that we know is going to be important is that the state needs to invest in a statewide educational information for parents and students about the commitment from the state to provide almost a free education to all students in the state.
And I saw one of the proposals on the table to increase enrollment was to reduce tuition for out-of-state students. And can you talk about how bringing down tuition for out-of-state students would serve the mission of getting those vulnerable populations of students at the university?
It's not an either-or kind of question. It's a both-and. We need to be thinking about our resident population. But we also know that our resident population is somewhat constrained, and while we're seeking to grow that population and make sure that an education for them, whether online or in person, is affordable and viable, we also need to be thinking about how can we reach other students within the region for whom college is just outside their reach. A lot of first-generation students are attracted to the University of Wyoming. So how do we make it affordable not only to come to school, but to graduate from school? And if we are already providing financial aid to some students, that brings down the average cost that a non-resident student or an out-of-state student pays at the university, shouldn't we just give that price out in order to attract more students to want to be a part of the University of Wyoming communities?
And that's just about having like a clear sticker price.
Tennessee, that's absolutely right. It's just making it very clear without all of the discounts that you have to be schooled in to understand to know. So clear-cut prices can help families who don't come from a college background understand the true cost of an education and can plan more effectively for the whole degree, not just the first year.
Thank you so much. That was Rose Martinelli. She's senior director at the Huron Consulting Group. She's been working with the University of Wyoming to increase their enrollment and retention of students. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.